cold has a big impact on mood because the thyroid hormones are being used up to keep us warm. And so then they're related to mood too. So when we're really cold and all of those hormones are being used to keep us from being so chilly, there's less left over to work on the mood part of the brain.
Do you think this winter has been particularly hard because it's just been so cold for so long?
Yes. There's a very clear dynamic in human beings that they can tolerate anything as long as they know how long it's going to last. I mean, you can think of very simple things like childbirth. I mean, if people didn't know when it was going to end, nobody would be getting pregnant. What we've had here was, you know, it started early and we've had a lot of snow and we've had a tremendous amount of cold. You know, it's been dangerous kind of cold too. So it's a frightening kind of weather. In addition to just being cold, it's also scary. Like, don't go out, you could get really hurt. Whenever there's a fear in the picture too, that's hard on people psychologically, because unless people are intentionally working, you know, in the direction of a courageous response to something that's nerve-wracking, fear tends to paralyze people. They shut down.
Now, before calling you, I looked at the 10-day forecast and saw that we wouldn't even hit 30. So at this point, should we just ignore the weather?
I want to know the answer to that, too, because I'm wondering if the fact that I have a weather app on my iPhone has been good or bad for me, because it's the first thing I look at in the morning. I'm enough of a farm girl at heart that I think about the weather anyway, just because it's interesting to me, oddly. But I've had that same thought, like, what good is it doing me to know that I'm going to be under some more weather stress? I'm not certain that at this point, I don't know. What are we going to do about it? We're just going to keep coping. So do we even want to know how much we want to keep coping?
Earlier, you alluded to the fact that when it gets cold, people like me tend to hibernate. You mentioned that you force yourself to do the exact opposite. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, it's not natural for me. This is a result of really knowing at a science level how the human psyche operates. And I literally, especially in the cold days, I go outside, not stand out there and just be cold, but I make myself go out because I don't want something that I have some control over to get the best of me. I'm doing things like finding outdoor fire places like Colectivo over here in Tosa. They have it on. You get to drink your coffee outside. The front side of you is warm and the back side of you is cold, and then you turn around and you warm your backside and you keep turning, but you get to be outdoors. And I also go into steam rooms on purpose. It's also very much a technique to give my thyroid a break from me being cold.
Now, the days are obviously getting longer, but I'm wondering what's harder on people, the dark or the cold weather?
The dark isolates us more than the cold, really, because we can't do anything in the dark for the most part.